Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to all your Illuminati news. Something strange about all of this blue. This is a live show today. Hello, we got a lot of people up in here. A lot of new subscribers as well to the channel. Thank you for subscribing. We're going to go over some wild stuff. I got these images sent by my friend in Lahaina as I was just out there. So this story is it just makes my gut feel really strange, this whole story. And my friend shared this picture to me of the blue still standing. As we've been covering the blue, and I know it might be getting annoying for some people not looking into this, but that's what we look into on this channel, is these 14 phenomenons. And this right here is a backyard of his friend's house. It's all burnt down, but there's the blue slide. I mean, this is never before seen pictures. We aired it last night on the Patreon with Ani and Tommy. And thank you for everybody for supporting us. We'll be releasing that video out to the public shortly. And shout out to this channel, Hustle. They actually played a clip of mine, and they're a quite larger channel doing some good work, it seems like. They give us a video. They showed the video that we did, the blue video. And this blue is in the mainstream news right here, Maui theory about the blue object. So, I mean, it's in the mainstream consciousness as well, as we're coming up on a blue moon, once in a blue moon. And these rituals that have been going down all year long is connected to the banking industry. So the day before or after an eclipse or a full moon, you got big people in the new crypto / new banking electronic cash system that Project Bluebeam talked about, coincidentally. People close to them passing away. So this will be taking place while 50 Cent is performing at the Crypto Stadium, and the new ISO 220 is blue. The old ISO, this is the SWIFT system, the bridge currency, the bridge goes over the water. It's all maritime law. A lot of these water fire rituals happening. It goes into the Theosophical Society. It goes deep into smart cities. It goes deep into a lot of different things. And Stacy, thank you. Stacy says, I've been with you, Donuts, since it was just 50 people. Lol, it's crazy to see how many are here now. I'm into it. It is wild. And the reason why is because you guys share this video out as we're streaming live while everybody is at the bar getting drunk. So if you share this out, they'll come home and they'll see the video. And especially if you smash that like button, it does help get these videos out very much. Hello, Melbourne, Australia. And yeah, a lot of comments are pointing to the date, September 23rd. I'll look into that. I'm getting a lot of comments pointing to this date. If you know why that is, please put it in the comment and I'll share it out. So the blue is popping up quite a bit. It could get annoying. Or am I just pointing at different blue things, right? Or is this just random blue things? This is the way the simulacrum works, I believe. That when this terrible, tragic event, and prayers out to everybody affected by this, happen, you see all the blue standing. There's the blue Hawaii. And while this was happening, Blue Beetle came out. And now Trump is viral for his blue steel. They hit us on so many different levels in the simulacrum. Oh, it looks like a green comet is coming 923. You know, that song, I'm blue. If I was green, I would die. I mean, that's what people hear when they hear that song. And this goes into sound frequencies. It also goes into optogenetics. We covered the purple blue lights before. We've done videos on that, how these lights in the spectrum through optogenetics can manipulate your cells and plant false memories into your head. And it's quite coincidental or ironic that these Taylor Swift shows, people are getting false memories implanted into their head, or they're losing them and not remembering it. Sounds a lot like some sort of Operation Artichoke and here is one-on-one podcasts where we go over the purple lights as well. Purple light, how it grows the plants better is because it's a remote control. And this is the optogenetics. It's a remote control, controlling your thoughts and your brains on a cellular level as well. The blueprint to life can be controlled. They've done these experiments on these worms and rats. Just a rat in a cage. Spite all my rage. I'm just a rat in the cage. And how, like, the terracotta soldiers were this Hans blue, Hans purple. And they could leave and transfer into another realm through it. So the magic flute right here, look, you could see the blue right here. Mozart put this together, and a lot of people hint that maybe he was taken out because he was revealing a lot of occult secrets in the magic flute. And look, it's blue, just to hint that. But it goes into the Theosophical Society, reminiscent of the biblical reference to a baptism of water and by fire. This is what it could be. Here's the magic flute from here. So these rituals going on could be some sort of baptism by fire. As there's a lot of fires going on right now. I don't know if you've seen this, but this is not really in the news, but the third biggest oil company right here, third largest U.S. oil refinery on fire, fires all over the America, all over America. They got the fires. Look at that. That's wild. In Spokane, I think in Canada as well. Fires all over the place. Something strange about the blue, though. I just look up fire. They're saying that the list of people missing 388. I mean, this is a tragic. They're not telling us the real numbers. This is worse than that they're telling us. It's awful. It's just awful. But looking into the blue, I mean, leads me down so many different rabbit holes. Like Young Dolph, they were showing the blue car. Like, I wonder how long this has been going on. It's the red shift, blue shift. So you got a red lodge and a blue lodge. And look, we just crashed through 1,000 people viewing. We're up on Facebook and YouTube. So smash that like button. I'm going to remind y'all to smash the like button every time we crash through 1,000. But this ritual taking place is a year-long ritual. It's a storyline that is being told. So if you remember last year, all the color scheme was blue and yellow. We saw blue and yellow everywhere, right? That was the color code for the ritual. And now we're seeing blue everywhere. But what happened in the beginning of the year on February 12th, leaving 322 days left until the end of the year, we saw red everywhere. The red was all over the place. Doja Cat into red. So the beginning was red and now it's blue. So it's like this red shift, blue shift. I don't really know much about it, but this is what I think is happening. And all these strange concerts, things are happening. So here is Lana Del Rey, the Lana Del Rey concert. Look at the blue. There's the blue in the background. And people at this show collapsed like a domino effect. And look, it's blue in the background. So you probably won't be able to see it, but in the crowd, look, they're all falling over. They're all knocking over in the crowd. I mean, big time. And I grew up in Vegas. So I've been to every concert, punk, juggalo, hardcore, Dropkick Murphys. I was in a riot at the Warped Tour with the Vandals. I mean, I've been everywhere. Hatebreed. I've been to all the hardcore concerts and all that. And I've never seen anything like this before. I've never seen people get trampled, 60 people injured at the Travis Scott event. This stuff doesn't happen as a kid who grew up in Vegas going to concerts. I've never seen stuff like this. So is it some sort of frequency that's being played? Here's another video clip in the audience of the crowd knocking over. I've never seen nothing like that. And I've probably been to 2,000 concerts. No joke. 60 injured at Travis Scott, Circus Maximus, all connected to the Kardashians. And the music industry. Cardi B just released her issue of Vogue. And she's in the blue. I mean, the blue is popping up everywhere. Here's the blue meanie. Going back to the Beatles, the Queery Boys, which was a wholesome group. I Want to Hold Your Hand. And they turned the society into debauchery, pushing drugs on the culture. And there is rumors that they played high frequency pitches that they learned from the Third Realm to get the audience excited for the Beatles to come on. And I can't find any, you know, evidence of this. This is just something I've heard through the grapevine. But they do have a song, A Day in the Life, where they do play high frequency pitches in the music promoting the drugs. Where the heck is that? Let me pitch right here. High pitch tone right here and of a dog whistle. And this was banned in a lot of places because of pushing drugs. I'd love to turn you on. Yes, that's what they said. And here's the Illuminatus trilogy. You got the Yellow Submarine in there. Remember the submersible, I think, was blue? There's the Illuminati Eye, the Beatles doing the hand gestures. And I mean, the Blue Beetle. I brought this up because of the Blue Beetle. Here's an ancient, I think the Day of the Dead. Not Day of the Dead. What am I? Here's a Egyptian hieroglyph from the Book of the Dead. It's a beetle. And so there's four of them on this yellow submarine looking thing. So lots of strange stuff there. But this all ties into new technology and smart cities, the new smart cities that are being built, especially in Hawaii, as you'll see that all the big tech elite are in Hawaii. Bill Gates got married in Hawaii. Bezos with his Blue Origin is in Hawaii. All these tech elites there, and a lot of them are going through rituals, especially, we'll get into that. It's pretty wild. Donut, devil with a blue dress on, wicked smart. Oh, he's talking about Cardi B. Yeah, she dressed up as Satan, and people said she was part of the Illuminati, and she wrote, stop with all the Illuminati S. But yeah, there's a lot of symbolism. I've done videos on her with that song that was promoted, Eroused, genitalia song, the wet aroused genitalia song, promoted all over the television through the blue light spectrum into the minds of the masses. So what's happening in Hawaii is the smart city, the smart grid coming worldwide. And this is straight connected to the entertainment fashion industry. So here's Beyonce's Renaissance tour. And you can see they're showcasing the robotic arms right here on the right. But down here is a fashion show doing the same thing. And the guy who put on this fashion show mysteriously died. Just like Zoolander, right? We're hearing about blue steel. Where's the blue steel? The blue still is trending with Trump. He has this image. Okay, so that image, where's the image? It's important. Right here. This image, blue still, is trending. And shout out to Tommy Truthful. Tommy Truthful pointed this out, and he got it from Jacob Israel. So shout out to Jacob Israel, and shout out to Anya Saru. We put together this presentation that is 3 hours long. After this, click the link below and subscribe to the Patreon to watch it. Get it early. I'm editing it. It's 3 hours, so it's going to take a while for me to edit it, but it's amazing information to all of this. And I got both of their YouTube links down below as well. So make sure you go subscribe to them, because I learned a lot, and a couple of the things I'm going to be bringing up in this presentation tonight. So the technology of the smart cities and the optogenetics and these award shows are showcasing the new technologies. The twerking Tesla bots were Bad Bunny was showing them, and then they released the black and white checkerboard twerking Tesla bots, and they're showing us the holographic technologies that they have for Blue Beam. And at the Grammys, they had the quantum computers all around them. I mean, it is wild. But how this is connected to the banking rituals, this blue moon that is about to pop up right here, once in a blue moon. Let me play a little clip of how this is all connected to banking rituals real quick.
He was stabbed fatally on April 4th, and the pink moon was April 5th. Peter Thiel, who created PayPal, his boyfriend fell to his death on March 8th. On March 7th was the full moon. Evelyn de Rothschild, scion of the banking dynasty, died November 7th. November 8th was the full moon. So these sacrifices be going down like a day before or a day after these eclipse full moons happen. Even Terra Luna is named after the moon. Luna collapsed. Bank situation, this tragic event that happened in Louisville happened today on a Monday, a moon day. And it's all leading to the CBDCs. This recent bank ritual, the guy who stabbed the Cash App guy, he lives in apartment 201. So it's all Illuminati symbolism.
It's all Illuminati symbolism. So hopefully you could hear that. I played it straight off of my microphone. But this goes into the banking rituals with all this blue stuff. So as I showed you here, 50 Cent, who's on the 50 Cent? It's JFK. So I'm looking out for 50 Cent, the rapper, who was awarded a special day in Connecticut. But JP Morgan is the blue, right? And they have the blue sapphire preferred business card, right? Their credit card's the sapphire blue. And Ani, here at the Spiritual Shade Room, you got to go subscribe to him, was showing how the Titanic had the sapphire blue. And so does JP Morgan, has the sapphire blue, as JP Morgan owned the Titanic. And that was a ritual to bring in the Federal Reserve. So that was the banking rituals then. And now we're going through the banking rituals now with the submersible sinking and all of this. So, I mean, I got to pay Ani, got to give him a shout out, and Tommy Truthful as well, because we did this show and the link is down below. I mean, it is a great show. It's 3 hours long, so it's going to take me some time to edit it. But Ani pointed out that Elvis had the blue Hawaii. I mean, can you make this up? It's not that we're just pointing at anything blue. I mean, this is Blue Hawaii by Elvis. And Elvis is on the 36th parallel in Tennessee. And in the beginning of the year, I was showing how the 36th parallel, this is the old video, January 28th, I dropped this video, that all the rituals are connected to this 36 parallel ley line which is Tennessee. And Gangsta Boo died from Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. And Miley Cyrus, she was performing the day that that happened on the New Year. And Lisa Marie Presley died this year as well. So, I mean, all this 36 King rituals with Elvis and whatnot, we've been covering all year long. All year long. So Miley Cyrus just released a new music video right here. Used to be young, not anymore. Narcissist hate getting old. Eventually, they come to terms that they're getting old, and they accept it. And actually, their narcissism will, I guess, go away later in life. But when they're getting old, they get really angry because the youth is part of their perceived perception of power. So this music video she just dropped, it's 3 to 2 minutes long. As you can see right up here, 3 to 2 minutes, her new video. And her last video, 7 months ago, 3 to 2 minutes long as well. Just a coincidence though, right? That both of her new music videos, her one from 7 months ago, then she disappeared for the endless summer. And then this summer stuff is ending. And now she appears again with another 3 to 2 on it right here. 3 to 2, just like her other music video. And look at her right here. She's doing the Illuminati eye with her hair. And Britney Spears just posted that same picture with the Illuminati eye with their hair. Now they're both going through a humiliation ritual right now. They're both getting divorced from their handsome husbands that they were dating. She was dating the Hunger Games dude. And they were married. And she was married to some handsome dude as well. And they're both getting a public divorce. So I feel like they're both going through a humiliation ritual as they're both Disney child stars, where the MK Ultra mind control programming began, right? With Disney and all those dark occult connections. Miley Cyrus is back to Disney. Here's how she was saved from child star curse. I mean, that goes into its own stuff there. Let's see if there's any. There's the Tennessee. And that's why I'm looking out for Tennessee, Young Buck. But Skull and Bones is in the news right now. Yale will be celebrating its 3-2-2 year where Skull and Bones is from. 50 Cent and George Bush, who went to Yale and was part of Skull and Bones, both have the same birthday on the Sirius conjunction 7-6 when the Georgia Guidestones collapsed on George Bush's 76th birthday. So you can see that these rituals are through dates, which are the astrological alignments, ley lines, symbols, and something new I'm learning is about the color code. I did not know how important the color code was. But now I'm seeing how important it is. Just like this red, black, and white you see in New York Post, that's the Knights Templar color code. So Yale is releasing this stay off the streets, good luck, warning to everybody because crime is rising 33%. This is getting everyone prepared for the eclipse in October, right after Friday the 13th, the Knights Templar Day, the Knights Templar celebration. Welcome to Yale, a survival guide for the first year students of Yale University. And then once they graduate a little more, they can join Skull and Bones. There can be 15 members, but they show burglaries are up 33%. And look, it's a blue flyer. It's on the blue. And then they're holding it up, the blue flyer and the blue shirt. And it says 38 right there, which is, I believe, kill or murder in gematria or something like that. So Yale police is that this is a prank. So look at the blue flyer. The blue flyer. Oh, my goodness. It's all over the place, right? Let's see if I can make that bigger. this is the pranks that they do, the Skull and Bones pranks for the upcoming eclipse over the four corners, which goes into portal symbolism. And somebody writes, blue frequency is 666. So, yes, the blue frequency is the 666. It's absolutely mind-boggling. So this is actually an old prank that went on in New York. And they're bringing it back. Bring it back, bring it back. So we got 1,500 people in here. Make sure you smash that like button, please. And thank you. I'm going to go to some comments real quick, and then we'll continue the presentation. Build back better scam. Absolutely. Stacy says blue in the South means evil will not hit this place. What up, Donut? Amanda B, hello. What up? Fire Festival. Freemasons get ahead of way worse. Thin Blue Line. Thin Blue Line. I'm sorry. It's a song called Baptism and Fire by Travis Scott and Kid Cudi. Oh, wow. So there's a song called Baptism and Fire by Travis Scott and Kid Cudi. Enough said there. Kid Cudi does the day and night song, right? That's the black and white checkerboard. And they show that symbolism all throughout that video. And he dressed up in the dress and was promoted and opened up Rolling Loud, where they do all the satanic weird noises there as well. The UN helmets are blue. Yes. Elvis Blue Hawaii. I got a aloha. Aloha. Button. Yeah. I'm not good at pronouncing my T's. Button. Hey, everybody. Will you smash that like button? Smash the like button. See, does it sound good? Sounds weird. You my boy, Blue. Why do they say that? Blue light special at Kmart. I guess a green comment is about to come by. So 50 Cent, talking about Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones is in Connecticut, and 50 Cent was honored on August 11th. 8/11, the Leviathan cross is 8/11, with his own day. He has his own day in Connecticut now, August 11th, the day hip hop was founded. 50 years of hip hop, August 11th, 50 Cent, August 11th, all tying up to a ritual. And that same day, August 11th, the Space Force created their first unit dedicated to targeting adversary satellites. Now, the satellites were shooting green lasers over Hawaii in the beginning of the year. I'm blue. If I was green, I would die. There's this video right here where it says green needle or brainstorm. Interesting video. That when you play it, if you look at the word green needle, you'll hear it say that. But if you look at the word brainstorm, you'll hear it say that. A very interesting video. Let's see if I could pull that up. I won't pull it up. You guys could Google it. But here's that 666 wavelength. Now, Hawaii is connected to X, PayPal. All the elites over there. Here's Peter Thiel's boyfriend who wears the blue in a lot of his photos, who passed away on this full moon. Bill Gates, always wearing the blue and the red, the blue red, just like the house with the blue red. And the pregnant emoji, he's in the blue as well. I mean, this goes deep. Oh, there's Freakazoid. In Hawaii, like what is happening is that in Hawaii, they're digging in the ocean for these certain polymetallic nodules. They're looking for these nodules in the ocean so they can fund their smart cities with the cheap, inexpensive light bulbs, which will be manipulating your cells and your memories and your brains through this all. I mean, it gets really, really deep. And that's what, you know, these purple lights are all about, I think. But the deep sea fishing, mining regulations, the bill got signed in to Hawaii right before this fire thing took place, I believe. Right before it happened, they signed this bill so they can't do this deep sea fishing. How Hawaiian voices add to the conversation on deep sea mining, how they don't want to do it. Well, I think that plays a big role in it. Permits for deep sea mining could affect waters near Hawaii. Now, that deep sea mining is what's going to fund and create the new smart city system. Yeah. So, I mean, just a lot of crazy wildness. I appreciate everybody. It's Donut. Make sure you smash that like button. Share this out. I'll be working really hard on getting this new video out to all y'all. It's a 3-hour video. You can go watch it now on the Patreon, where we go even deeper into this, and I'll be out shortly. Anyway, much love and God bless you.